Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives Blog Talk Radio Show. This is our 553rd Blog Talk Show. Be sure to check us out here with all our shows and all the interviews we've done. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook. I'm Mary Ann. Also, we're on iTunes and on Spotify. We recently, so check us out and download it and listen to it on Spotify. I'm Mary Ann, and you can find me at mama_hooch. And I have Jen with us tonight. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm at R-E-X-J-D-K at Twitter.
Okay, and we have Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Hello, I am at Leanne Hunley Fans on Instagram.
Okay, and also Carrie is Diva of Dole, and she isn't joining us tonight. And also we have Miss Anna, who is at Causey Hooch on Twitter. Also check out at Teo Panglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Kill Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan, and also our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. Okay. So we had some more, we were just talking about, we had some more Tony and Anna this week. So we started out Monday with, again, with Tony and Anna. And so, Nikki, if you want to talk, because I know you know probably word for word or pretty much what happened.
Last show, the arguing
went on a little bit. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So last show I was excited to see Mondays because it was leaving off with the Samara reunion going on with Megan. And kind of the family, the brothers trying to get her attention. The cliffhanger on Friday was Tony making it seem like he was going to spill the beans to EJ about him knowing Nicole's pregnancy, which he didn't do, much to Anna's surprise that she didn't believe him. He went off and basically said to Megan, basically telling her why EJ should stay in the position at Samara and, you know, how great he is. And then you kind of have Stefan. Do you want to speak more about that part? Because that's kind of, I'm getting a blank, but I know Stefan was still trying to get, it seems like they were just making fun of each other, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. And then Anna took Tony by the hand and said she wanted to talk to him privately.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Mundy kind of come in, when they were kind of out in the little vestibule thing there in the mansion and they were kind of arguing. I don't know if you remember, they were arguing about, he told her that he didn't do it. And I like the one part where this was after their argument. She said to him, she says, "I'm sorry, I doubted you, dear." And he goes, "Nothing new there."
Yeah, she's like, "Give me a break."
Yeah,
they were arguing like an old married couple.
Old married couple, exactly.
So are we,
yeah, I'm going to say. I kept saying,
"Are we
staying
with Tony and Anna right now?" Because I remember that part in the foyer. After that part, they started talking a little bit about Nicole's pregnancy again, and then EJ came in when Tony said, I don't like keeping this from EJ, and EJ kind of, you know, he knows how they are. He treated them almost like they were kids that like caught, you know, with their hand in the cookie jar. He's like, what do I not need to know? And, you know, Tony made up an excuse, which didn't make him happy. And I actually just posted on Instagram a little picture, like edit that I made. EJ hugged Tony and thanked him for sticking up for him. And Tony like did this. He didn't make a grr, but he did a grr face, and Anna did a grr face back.
Yeah.
To add him.
I'm sorry. I just love that. Just, they know each other so well.
Oh, yeah.
And then after EJ left, they spoke again about the pregnancy, and then Nicole walks in. And I got a little afraid for Anna for a moment because, you know, she is Nicole's confidant. But basically, they smoothed things over by saying, you know, we won't say anything. And Marianne, I know you want to talk about this part where Tony acted like just a child when Nicole basically said, will you guys please just keep this until I get the DNA test results? And Anna's like, yes, yes, of course. We will, right, Tony? And Tony was like, oh, fine.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A child.
Yeah, but even though he says, I just hate keeping this from EJ. No, and
yeah.
They were arguing back and forth like an old married couple. And I remember one time I had said to Tim, I said, are you sure you two are married? Because it seems
awesome.
Like, you know, you really know each other very well. So, yeah.
They do.
And I think they do.
And then,
they do, yes.
And then I guess if we're going to continue with that, with Nicole still there with Tony and Anna, Kristen and Megan walked in. And introduced to Nicole, and they basically said, I love Megan's line where Nicole's like, you're going to be staying here? And Megan was, you know, very elegant, was like, we're Demira's dear. This is our home. Of course we're staying here. Mm-hmm. And then they walked upstairs, and Nicole, Anna, and Tony just shared this look like, oh, shit.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
But we skipped the whole Demira reunion part. Unless you have anything else you want to add.
The Demira reunion. Well, that was,
say.
Yeah, that was on Friday, wasn't it? The whole Demira reunion.
Well, no, they
I
had
we
more.
We talked about that.
We did.
Oh, no,
but they had
more.
They oh. had, there was, I thought there was more on Monday. Yeah. Cause they left off with the quotes,
okay.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There's
go
more
ahead.
Like going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
What is Gabby's problem with Tony?
Yes, I know. She kept making those sly remarks and so, I don't know.
I don't remember them
I think
ever
she's
having,
just,
you know what
I think she's just trying to stick up for her husband or her fiancé.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think so. And because he's sticking up for EJ. I think that's kind of just because he's backing EJ. You know, and he, because they don't really have any, well, her and Andre, right? But or somehow,
yeah.
I don't know, but not Tony.
Mm-mm.
I don't think there's
Mm-mm.
much history there with Gabby and Tony.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So you said, okay, there was more. I know they were toasting each other, and then Tony did his toast, but I didn't know there was how much more. Oh, well, then they're all haggling now. Stefan and Gabby seem confident that they can win, you know, that they can, like, win Megan and Kristen over. But wouldn't they have ever stopped and thought, now, wait a minute, wouldn't Megan and Kristen might want it for themselves, one or the other or both? Like, they're not even thinking that.
Because they're too macho.
So, yeah, like Stefan, or even EJ. EJ and Stefan haven't thought that. They just assume that one of the sisters are either going to vote for one or the other, never thinking that they're scheming. You know, well, Megan has this big plan. She wants to take over the world, basically. Remember, she was telling Kristen,
mm-hmm. yeah,
talking about
mm-hmm.
that.
She's,
yeah,
she's
so,
got a plan coming.
Yeah, it's not just.
I think she wants to
get back with Bo, but she wants to take over the whole Demira thing and everything. And
yeah.
I think your plans include Dimitri.
I've read spoilers.
You know.
There's some things coming up that I think is going to be. I'm looking forward to see how it plays out. I don't want to say too much,
okay.
but it has to do with Kristen and I think Megan's son. I'll just leave it at that because I can't remember if it was Friday's show or Monday's show, but they basically went through all of Kristen's scandalous past with, quote unquote, like marrying into her siblings, you know?
Yeah,
you
they brought
that?
Up the
like,
whole Tony thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said, you married Tony? Like, Megan
it
wouldn't have known, right?
You know.
She was not around.
Yeah, they were trying to show, he was trying to show Megan how, What was it?
But it was Andre.
I can't remember. But, yeah, it was Andre, or then she married Tony as Nicole in 2019.
Oh,
that was,
yeah.
They brought that up.
Yeah,
she's got a past with marrying into the family.
Oh, she's got a long past. Yeah, just Maggie doesn't have quite as long a past because she hasn't been around.
Yeah, that's gonna. I think Chris, that them writing that in is gonna be like a prelude into what's coming up in the next storyline. I did like how Megan remembered Anna and said, Anna is still quite the drama queen. She remembered from the 80s.
Oh, I saw that one.
I like that one.
She remembers quite the drama queen. Yeah. So, yeah, they were hilarious. So, and later they were only, and then we had also, you want to talk about Anna? We also had Anna afterwards talking to Nicole, just the two of them. Mm-hmm. And she was saying about, I guess trying to get out of Nicole, who she wished the father of the baby would be. Did Nicole, I can't remember, did Nicole ever say, did she say?
No.
She didn't really say.
She basically said, Anna, I really, thank you for being there for me, but, you have to stop pressuring me because I don't know how I feel yet. I don't know. That was Wednesday's episode. I was actually sick when I was watching it. So it's kind of blurry in my mind. I just remember, I don't think really much happened. If you remember, Jen, I think it was just the same with them just keep chatting about the same stuff.
Baby
nothing
daddy.
Real, yeah, nothing really prominent stood out for me on Wednesday's show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I love Leanne and Ari's chemistry, too, on screen.
They work well together.
Even back in the day, like 2010, stuff like that, they've always had great chemistry, so I hope there's more of that.
Yes. They need to, both of them, be back in the Demira Mansion more permanently, like move in, and just like the other ones are there, they need to all be there because they just bring that extra something special, raises the bar every time they're on.
Yes.
Everywhere you go on all the fan sites, Twitter, Facebook, I don't care where, you hear nothing but positive comments. You never hear anything, people don't like this character, they hate that character, but I've never really hear anybody say that they didn't like Tony and Anna. So I just, wish the, powers to be would listen a little better. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what their problem is.
I have to say, I think Ron is seeing some of that because.
I hope.
How long, I know we want more of them, but how long were we and Teo all bitching about having them back in town, living in the mansion, not always in Europe, and they're not now, they're living in the mansion, all the Demers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember Teo always. In the past 50, we're not living in the mansion. I should be in the mansion. And now he is.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously we want to see them every day or every single week, but I'm just happy to get what I have right now because it never used to be like that.
And they're
that,
off.
So,
I guess what I mean is they're off and on, off and on. I'd like to see them on more, like some of the other ones.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I really would have liked to see Tony and Megan and Anna on more interacting. We didn't get really, we haven't really seen them together.
I know. But
doing anything.
There might be more, especially since
I'm hoping.
I think her plan is to basically boot everybody out. So, and those Demare brothers are not going to go down without a fight.
Oh, right.
So,
Dimitri's back. So, whatever that means, So,
we'll see.
So we were talking about the whole baby thing. So let's see, we can go from there.
Skip into Friday.
So they decided
episode.
To get a, yeah, and then it carried into this week where Nicole was going to go out to swab supposedly swabbed Eric's mouth. And and I guess there before, caught them. At first, he caught them with this kit. And so they told him that it was because there was a virus on the 10th floor and everybody had to be tested. So he kind of bought that. And then supposedly he asked Marlena, and Marlena didn't know anything about it. So he knew Sloan was lying to him.
Yeah.
So then Sloan more or less came clean and said, explained everything to him, that, you know, Nicole's pregnant. I was taking a swab of your, you know, to get your DNA to see who the father is. Then he goes over and, what, bitches to Nicole, and they talk.
Yeah.
And then she finally decides to tell EJ, so now EJ knows. And then they went, and Kayla said the results are done, so now we're finding out who the baby daddy is. And you know it's going to say that it's not Eric, but
you know what?
Down, they're going to say it's EJ's, but down the line, you know somebody did either – Sloan didn't do Eric. She did somebody. Now, people were saying that she did herself. Now, can't they tell female DNA from male DNA?
You would think. No.
Yeah.
Listen, I asked my mother the other day. I said, so who do you think is going to be Nicole's baby daddy? And my mom, she said, because I work with her, she said, I don't think it's going to be show it's either of them. I think it's going to say somebody else, and she's going to forget that she slept with somebody else.
Oh, God.
That could be.
Or somebody's going to switch.
Because
Sarah's pregnant, too, and doesn't know who the baby daddy is, right? So what if it ends up, the DNA switches testing, and Nicole says it's Xander or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That could happen. I mean, it's a coincidence that both girls are pregnant at the same time and they both have the same situation going on.
Same situation, yeah.
So,
well, she knows it's Sanders. That's the only thing.
Yeah,
Sarah knows
she does? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't
really
been
following
that story. Yeah, she knows
it's Sanders, but she's trying to keep it a secret. And, Bonnie came to visit her daughter, Emily, which is Mimi and Rex's daughter. And then she finds out Sarah pregnant, and Sarah tries to convince her that it's Rex's, but Bonnie's not buying it. So so now she knows. And now Chloe and Xander are getting close. But Sarah's coming back, I think. Or is she back? I just know we saw her.
She was back
this
week.
With Rex. Yeah, okay. Is she in Salem, though, or is she still with Rex? She doesn't come back to Salem.
No, she came to Rex's apartment. She was in Chicago.
Yeah. So now Bonnie knows stuff, so I don't know what's going to happen there. And then we have Chloe getting close to Xander. I kind of like them two together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Xander. I always like Gwen and Xander, I know Gwen, seems like Gwen's been on, less and less.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like her.
And then... Yeah, so Xander wants her to come work at the Spectator. Of course, Gwen doesn't. And then Brady came and asked her to work at Basic Black with him. Of course, she says, that's not going to work. So then what else? Let's see. This whole thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Abe and the doppelganger of Paulina. The nurse.
Anybody
getting Misery vibes?
That's what it reminded me of. Misery.
Oh, yes.
With Kathy Bates and James Cole. Yeah. Where she kidnapped that author. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. There's a nurse.
I'm waiting for her to pick up that sledgehammer.
And you know what? I have to say, when that first scene came on with Abe coming, was it Abe? No, it was Colin. At first with Colin. Yeah. I thought it was Paulina standing there. I really did. She does resemble her.
Yeah.
You know, she has the kind of same body shape and the haircut. So we have this nurse that's fixated on Abe and worried about him. And Colin escapes. And then she's worried about Abe, so she takes Abe back to her I call her the crazy cat lady.
Yep.
Any of you ladies that have cats, I'm a, you know, just she was a crazy cat. Everything in her apartment's cats. But not real cats. Because didn't she say she was allergic to them?
Yeah.
Or somebody
she
was allergic to. Yeah. All these stuffed cats, and she keeps telling Abe, doesn't anything look familiar on here? No, Abe's not, you know, he can't remember anything. Although he didn't even remember Chanel, right, when Chanel was in the room.
No.
Right? He didn't even know who Chanel was. So, yeah, he's kind of completely lost his memory. Yeah, he's completely lost his memory. So we have that. We have Colin escaping. We have Jada trying to convince Talia. She's still defending Colin. She's very smart. I mean, yeah. No, she's not.
That's when you watch back.
Yes. I kept thinking this was they Colin and Talia were done. I don't know. Maybe they're going to be on longer. I don't know. But that storyline's kind of still dragging on a little bit. Oh, then we had Colin run into Leo with his pink outfit. Yeah. Love
oh, my
pink outfit. Yeah. Anyway. He's hilarious, I'm telling you.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. I mean, he just has so many good lines. Half the time, I can't remember. What's that?
I love the scene with him and Johnny where he was trying to still get the tea on his against Megan back in town and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. So I guess, Colin didn't, I forget what happened. Did he threaten him? And he finally figured out who he was. He wasn't sure who he was. And yeah, but Colin did leave then. And speaking of Johnny, we had him talking with Wendy, and Wendy kind of more or less was honest with him and told him that she also has feelings for Tripp. So I don't know where all that's going.
I love her and Johnny
Wendy.
Together.
What's that?
I love her and Johnny together.
You do, Wendy? Yeah, I do like like Wendy, but I still like Chanel and Johnny better. But I do like Wendy. Let's see, Gabby and Stefan. Well, they're still planning away. Let's see. Oh, Brady asked Chloe, and of course she just is not going to do that. So then he runs into Alex. I mean, he offers Alex the job.
Yep.
And then in the meantime, Justin is upset with Maggie, and is trying to convince her to give Alex one more chance. I mean, it takes a lot of convincing because they're arguing back and forth. So she finally decides, okay, I'm going to, you know, tell Alex he has his job back. And Alex comes in and says, sorry, Auntie Mags. He said, sorry, I can't take your job offer. You know, I'm turning it down. And they look like shocked and surprised. So so that was an interesting turn there. I guess he's going to go to Basic Black. I don't know, I guess for now. Do any of you guys think Brady's going to end up getting back with Kristen? Do you see that coming?
Please, no.
I don't know if anybody saw any spoilers for that, but I just kind of think that's kind of where they're going. Have you?
Yeah, I've kind of read that Megan's going to set sights on getting Brady into the picture for some reason.
Yeah. Probably to help, because Kristen's probably going to ask her to help her get Brady back. I can see her doing that. And then Kristen has to do something
like
for Megan.
What's in it for me? I know that I think they both want to eliminate, Shin, you know, because it should be family-run business.
Why is he head of the board? It should be somebody else in the, get the Shins out of, Yeah, well, that makes sense, And I'm wondering who they're going to put Dimitri with. I don't know.
And how about that little flyer that, it was a flyer or something that they gave to Megan and Kristen, Stefan, with just their four pictures on it. And then, like, afterwards, she, like, didn't she toss them into the fire or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It wasn't their, it's their, and a proposal, too, of what they
yeah.
should do or something. Yeah. Or how it should be run or something. Yeah. And this, she said, well, this is what she thought of it. She put it in the fire. Yeah. That little conversation between her and Kristen where they, you know, reviewed the history, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. She is, I mean, I have to say, I think she's even more diabolical than Kristen. I think she's the worst one of the whole bunch. She's the more demented, the more Stefano one, the more like Stefano than anybody.
And you know what? You can see it on Kristen's face ever since the jail. She, even though she's not going to say it, Megan is kind of like a threat to her.
Oh, yeah.
Even though,
she's...
you know what I mean? So,
Okay. I don't know. Was there any Kate and Roman, anything with Kate? No, I didn't think.
No.
They did mention them, but I don't think there was anything there.
Kayla and Molina mentioned them.
Yeah. Oh, and Steve's back. He came to see Kayla. And then Harris, Steve still doesn't trust him, doesn't want him to help. I mean, I'm not anybody a Harris fan? I'm not a Harris fan.
He's okay. I mean, I like him better than I like Jason Morgan.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if I don't know if it's the actor. I don't know. I think he's like being forced on us or something. Of course, we keep getting a lot of new people back on there. And, okay, I know you know a lot of the history. He was on, like you said, he grew up in Salem and he went to Salem High.
Yeah.
And he was on Days? What did he, when was he on? Okay. God, I must. And I was watching back then, but I just don't remember him.
Do you remember
Jake
Hoganston at all?
Jake? No, I don't know. What was the storyline?
He was played by Scott Reeves, who married Melissa Reeves.
Okay. Okay. He was on there. Okay.
Yeah, he was in that same group. They were harassing Nick Crowley. And they were trying to get Eve into bed.
All right. See, I just don't remember him.
Yeah.
So, okay.
He was in that story, but he grew a conscience and left.
And left. Okay. So he wasn't on for, like, real long.
No.
I know he was on General Hospital for a long time, but,
Yeah. And then he had another show, Out of This World. It was, like, a teen show.
Oh, okay.
Her father was an alien.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know that show. But,
yeah.
Okay.
Then he was on Young and the Restless, too.
Yeah. I know they're all on all kinds of, you know, they go around to different soaps.
Yeah, they jump from soap to soap.
Soap, yeah. And then we had Stephanie and Chad, like, snooze fest. They're back to, you know. He come home to see her, and of course, when he walks in the door, there's Alex with her.
Yeah.
Oh. And Chad gets a little like, "What's going on here?" You know, that whole thing. Like, I'm just not a fan of those two.
Yeah.
So, I guess Chad's just done with the Demirs. You know, he's not even involved with the whole thing at all. He's not even with the family business anymore.
Nope.
Kind of sad though.
Yeah.
I like Chad, and I really liked him and Tao's dynamic, you know, from a few years ago.
And that was Andre, though, more so.
Yeah,
some of Tony, but yeah. Andre. Oh, yeah.
You know,
they
mean,
used to
like,
call them Chandra.
2019, 2020, 2021. So basically, the whole dynamic with Tony, Anna, Chad, and Abby before she died.
And Abby. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I like that whole dynamic. They had really good chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah, Tao and Billy Flynn are good together.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a good chemistry there. And even Johnny doesn't seem to have much with the business either. I guess he should put his shares. He does. He's not involved in it either. No.
Not yet.
Yeah. I'm wondering if Shane will be coming, like Shane or Kimberly will be coming back. Because we kind of saw Andrew Donovan, but now but we haven't seen. Yeah.
Maybe we'll get Drew back.
Maybe we'll pop in.
Yeah. But they kind of wrapped that story up really quick, you know. Released Andrew, and he went back to Paul. And that's about all we saw, and that was it. I wonder if Eve Donovan, come back. I think Susan has to be back. We know Susan's got to be alive.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
She should pop in with Alamein. They should just walk in.
Oh, Vivian, Vivian is coming back, so.
Yep,
she's coming back.
That's why I'm like,
good. And it's Louise, too, because she's the best. I like her.
Is it confirmed it's Louise?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Louise, yeah.
Okay.
I think she even had some kind of, what did I see her, on some kind of interview show, and she was talking about it. So there's that, and let's see. Can you think of anything else about this week's show or anybody here? Can you tease us with any spoilers you heard, Nikki? Where did you see this? I might have even seen them myself because I'm in different groups.
I'm Google. Yeah. You can follow certain names. So I literally Google and follow Tale and Leanne and Tony DeMera and Anna DeMera, all separately. So I always get emails that way. So then I know, okay, they were mentioned on a website. So then I'll read the spoilers. There's nothing for Tony and Anna for, I think, at least 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know when they're going to be on again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But no, nothing.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying, though, the whole Megan and DeMera stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm loving the DeMeras. I loved all the DeMeras in one room when they were all there, Tony and Anna, Stefan, Gabby, Megan, all of them, EJ. That was fun. I'm still waiting for Andre to come back, too. They brought everybody back from the dead.
Maybe you should talk to Tao about that.
Yeah.
They need to bring them both back.
Oh, yeah.
So. Oh, and then they were saying it was funny how they were just talking about, Kristen brought these many people back from the dead, and Megan brought, they were saying, both of them have brought brought people back from the dead.
I could share something that actually, I should probably, I don't know if, I don't remember. I have to go back and watch. But so my stepdad said he was actually best friends in the 80s with a actor who played the regular bartender at Shenanigans going all the way back to when Tony owned Shenanigans in 83. And he was the bartender you always see working there all the way. I think he was on until 85. I have to get his name, but he remembered Tao and working with those actors, and he just happened to be the best friend of my stepdad because I was like, oh, my God, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, look at this. Yeah, isn't that a small world, right?
I know.
Wow.
But the website that I usually watch that had I told you girls about it a while back, but there was a website. It was Days 65 blog or something like that, and they had every single 80s episode of Days from, half of 83, and they had all of 85, all of 86, all of 87, But it's the website just got deleted. It's gone now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been on for years.
Yeah, I have that.
So I don't know why
they finally
it's deleted.
I don't know why.
I have all the DVDs. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think maybe there was some copyright issue that somebody, maybe some of those writers that were researching the 80s to get, you know, with all this stuff going on, maybe they found that website and they copyrighted it.
And it's funny, like, I remember talking to, when we were at the event with Tao and Leanne, and how, you know, how, like, YouTube has all the old 80s stuff where fans will put up clips from the 80s,
mm-hmm.
all their clips.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny, like, they love, like, Tao loves watching, like, seeing them. But, like, neither one of them remember. Like, they do not have a memory of that until they see it. And then, they totally forget. Which I get, and I hear actors all do that. I guess because they have so many things to film. Like, we fans remember every single detail and tell them about it. But until they see it, they don't remember.
I'll send Tao clips that I post on Instagram, and then he'll like them. And I remember Leanne saying, you know, oh my, she said she'll watch something, and she'd be like, oh, or Tao will send her something that we've sent him, and she, you know, she's like, oh my God, I remember we did that, you know.
They don't remember until they see it.
But they remember the certain scenes that they keep talking about relentlessly. The bathtub scene,
dropping
the scene where he dropped her on her ass, or loving the afternoon.
Because he was doing things he shouldn't have that weren't in the script.
Yeah, he was not.
Dropped her and she didn't expect it, and pulled the zipper down on her dress when he wasn't supposed to do that. Yeah. Oh, he talks about that. Those are the
And
the one in the bathtub
in the
with the rubber duck.
Remember.
Yes, love it. Yeah.
And because she said I know she remembers because she always talks about takes that painting and she had a pop him right over the head.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Like you remember that part, but we remember the part where he threw you on the couch. Just say it.
Threw her on the couch, and then she pulled him by the tie, or pulled him by the shirt, and pulled him down. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we remember.
Funny,
huh?
We have to get them back on once this Megan and storyline keeps going on a little bit more.
Yeah.
If there's more scenes with them, we should get them on to talk about working with her again and just that whole
Even just talking about the scenes that they recently had, just in those couple of days. I mean, they stole those 2 days. They stole the scenes.
Talking about that. It's been a while. You should see if you can hook that up.
Yeah. He did say on his Twitter, he said that those were fun to do. The pregnancy ones?
They were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were fun. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Let's see. All right. I don't know. Don't have anything else unless coming up. Oh, I haven't heard any other rumors. Any new people coming back or?
Not that I've heard.
Mm-mm. No. So, all right. Well, that's all I've got, I guess.
Okay.
Or you need to? And you have anything more to say about the show or Tao and Leanne or I don't know. I'll have to work on that. I'll have to say everybody wants to have them back on again.
Yes,
the show.
Definitely.
You gotta be
like 5 days a week.
Yeah,
it'd be good. It'd be a good time. Like I said, especially with this whole Demira thing clash going on, I think it'd be a good, you know, segue.
All right.
Okay. Well,
thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Have a good night, girls. Until
good
next
night.
Time.
Okay. Next time. All right. Bye-bye.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.